Okay. Rabbi Rosenzweig, September 14th, Yom Arichta.
Said it better myself.
You have whatever you need?
Yeah.
You don't need anything else?
Okay. The topic of the day is the status of Rosh Hashanah as a Yom Arichta. We're all aware that Rosh Hashanah seems to have a different standing than other Yomim Tovim, this on a Drabbanan level. In regular Yom Tov here in Chutz Laaretz, we always observe a second day. Of course, the basis for that is the fact that originally there was Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Re'iya, a visual Kiddush HaChodesh, and until the word was was spread that a particular day had been established as the official Rosh Chodesh, sometimes it took a little bit of time, and people in Chutz Laaretz never knew which day it would be one of the two possible candidates, and as a result they developed the minhag, where in those days it was really not just a minhag, it was an actual safek. Therefore they observed the second day of Yom Tov, and even later when the calendar was established no longer on the basis of Re'iyah, but on the basis of Cheshbon, of calculation, so you could know what the proper day of Rosh Chodesh was going to be in advance. Nonetheless, they maintained this this policy of Yom Tov Sheni, based on the principle of Minhag Avoseinu Bi'adeinu, which is why here in Chutz Laaretz we always have an extra day of Yom Tov, but in Eretz Yisrael, especially in the places in Eretz Yisrael where it was, clear that they would always know when the new moon was. So, of course, they only observe one day, and that's why we have 2 days of Yom Tov for Pesach and the days of Yom Tov of Sukkot and so on. In Eretz Yisrael, they only have one. And the one exception to that, of course, is Rosh Hashanah, where there's an additional complication. The fact that the, B'Kesel Liyom Chageinu is a, Chag, which is there's only one holiday which falls out on a Rosh Chodesh, and that of course is Rosh Hashanah. So even in Eretz Yisrael itself, even in the Beis Havad, even in the Makom HaMikdash, it wasn't clear what the day of Rosh Hashanah was going to be. And as a result, the way things developed, they decided to have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in some cases, even in the Beis HaMikdash itself. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah explains the background of this. Originally, even when it came to Rosh Hashanah, they would accept the testimony of the witnesses who viewed the new moon, so that they could establish that it was actually Rosh Chodesh. They would accept their testimony the entire day of Rosh Hashanah. In other words, whenever they came until the day was over, they would still proclaim that day as the day of Rosh Hashanah, which is a very fascinating kind of thing. In other words, they would start Rosh Hashanah at night, not really knowing whether this day was going to be Rosh Hashanah or not. We'll get back to that in a moment. What did they do? What didn't they do? But they began as if it might be Rosh Hashanah. And again, if the Eidim came right away or early, so then that wasn't a problem. But as the day, got a little longer, everybody was wondering, so, we're going to have to do this again tomorrow or not. But nonetheless, in the original period, as long as Eidim would come before the end of the day, they would be established as Rosh Chodesh, and therefore Rosh Hashanah. So, Igoi Milsalam Afreya, it would turn out in retrospect that the entire day had been Rosh Hashanah. But the problem was that Pam Achas Nishto HaEidim Milabo, one time the Eidim came very late, the Niskalkalu HaLeviim Bashir. As a result, the Leviim made a mistake when it came to the simple reading of the Mishnah, when it came to the Shir Shel Yom. And therefore, Hitkinu Shaloyu Makavlin Ela Ad HaMincha. They then made a Takana. They determined that if the Eidim come, if the Eidim don't come by Mincha, then in Bo Eidim in a Mincha Ulamala, if the Eidim come after Mincha, Noagin Osa Yom Kodesh Ulamachar Kodesh, they would complete the day as a day of Kedusha, but they would also then observe a second day afterwards. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so then Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the problem, in other words, of Kilkol HaLeviim Bashir, apparently was not as much of an issue. So then Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, seems from the simple reading of the Mishnah, went back to the idea of Kabbalas Eidos Kol Hayom. We'll have to see exactly what that means. Does that mean that they no longer observe 2 days, or does it mean that they switched the order of which day was Ikar? In other words, at the time of this Takana, they established that if the Eidim come after Mincha, then that day will be concluded as a Yom Kodesh. They'll continue to do the things, they'll continue to observe certainly Yisr Malacha, and the day after will be the day of official Rosh Chodesh. Even though, in theory, they could have been the Kodesh as a Chodesh, I guess the ideal Rosh Chodesh would have been the first day. Nonetheless, since it was after Mincha, they established a second day, and the real Rosh Chodesh, the real Rosh Hashanah, was going to be on the second day. So, for example, the counting to Yom Kippur and Sukkot and everything else was going to begin on the second day. The Gemara then goes on to explain what is this Kilkel Halevi'im Bashir, which is really quite remarkable when you think about it. Ma Kilkel, Kilkel Halevi'im Bashir, what was this catastrophe that motivated them to make this kind of a takan of a second day Yom Tov? So the Gemara says, Hachi Targimu Shala Omru Shira Kalikar. They didn't say the Shir Shal Yom. That's a simple understanding of the Gemara. Rab Zeir Amar, Sha'amru Shira Shal Chol Im Tamid Shal Bein Rabbayim. It's not that they didn't say the Shira at all, but they said the one that you say in a regular weekday, as they were being makriv, the Tamid Shal Bein Rabbayim. As seems, according to most Rishonim, the Tamid Shal Shachar, they said the regular, whatever Shira they say on a regular day, whether it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they said the regular daily Shira. The question is, what about the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim? So if it was going to be Rosh Hashanah, they would have said a special Shir Shal Yom. Because the Eidim didn't come early enough, so they assumed they weren't coming. So they assumed it's going to be a regular weekday. And the problem was, they said the Shir Shal Yom of a Yom Chol at the time of the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. And this was what motivated, this is the catalyst for the Takana. This is how he formulated the halacha, that the purpose of this takana was that there should be a shira, the shir shal yom should not be done in mistaken fashion. It shouldn't be corrupted, it should be done properly. And the Gemara says, Yom Shlomo, Amor Shira, according to the two perspectives, either they didn't say shir at all, or they said the shir of kol. Obviously, this formulation of corrupting implies that they said something, they just said the wrong one. So the Gemara says, Kivin d'lomar kol, ein l'cha shibush, gadol mizeh. We're still not sure whether it means they didn't say shir at all, they said the wrong shira. You know, what greater corruption could there be than not saying shira at all? And then the Gemara goes on and explains, Masiv Rav Acha Barhuna, Tamid Shal Rosh Hashanah, Shachris Karev Kiel Chaso, in the morning you say the regular Shir Shal Yom, the Musaf Mao Omer, Harninu El Elokim Uzenu, Hariu Lelokei Yaakov, the Mincha Mao Omer, Kol Hashem Yachil Midbar, the Bizman Shachar Rosh Hashanah Lios, the Chamishi Vishadis, Shashir Shalah Harninu Elokim Uzenu, La Yu Omrim Bishachris Harninu, the Bnei Shachodov Akoval Asaparek, Elamao Omer Hasirosi, Nisevel Shichma. What's basically the Gemara is trying to figure out, what is the proper Shir Shal Yom for Rosh Hashanah, such that, you know, the fact that we missed it, or that we said the Yom Shir of the Yom Chol instead of the one that was supposed to be said in Rosh Hashanah, that's such a terrible thing. And what happens if Rosh Hashanah comes out on a Thursday? So if you're supposed to say Harninu Elokim and you say it already for the Shir Shal Yom, it doesn't seem like you're saying it for Rosh Hashanah, and so on. Sounds like you need to have a distinctive Shir Shal Yom on Rosh Hashanah. That's what emerges from the Gemara. So, of course, what's particularly fascinating, just give me one more second, what's particularly fascinating about this Gemara is that probably none of us would have expected that because of an improper recitation of the Shir Shal Yom, that they would make such a takana. It's quite remarkable. It seems that the recognition of Rosh Hashanah as a unique day is so important that it justifies a kind of very radical departure from the norm. Now the truth is, the Bali Tosis already asked the question, are we really so concerned about the Shir Shal Yom? Why aren't we concerned about something obviously much more important, and that is the Korban Musaf, if we're talking about a real Yom Tov, has to be brought before the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. All things being equal, the Tamidim in the Beis HaMikdash, the two Korban Tamids, the morning and the afternoon, are like the bookends of the Avodah in the Mikdash. You don't bring any Korban before the Tamid Shel Shachar, and you don't bring any Korban after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. The one prominent exception is the Korban Pesach, and that's, very significant in terms of understanding, the nature and the uniqueness of that Korban. That's a Korban, as I like to say, that is, a Sefer Shemos and Bamidbar Korban. It's not a Vayikra Korban, and it has very special status. That's why we say Alea Hashleim. It's outside of the normal bookends of the Tzmidim. But regular Musafim are supposed to be brought within the context of the Tzmidim. So why not simply say that if the Eidim didn't show up on time, and now it's time, it's getting to the, the day is stretching on, and it's time for the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, so the problem is that you just won't be makriv the Korban Musaf, and then if they show up and it turns out that was Rosh Hashanah, you didn't have the Korban. It would seem that that would be a far greater concern than the fact that the Levium were singing, I don't know if the wrong tune, but at least the wrong words, so presumably there was a tune attached to it, but what exactly is happening? So it's a very long Tosus on the Daf here on Lamed Amud Beis, where Tosus basically says, that they were able to mimonachach their way out of that problem. They were able to figure out some way to be, to bring a Korban and to make a Tanai, to make a condition that, if it's going to be Rosh Hashanah, this is going to be the Mosef, and if not, then these all could be the Davos. Rav Nachman ben Ramban, in his Perush on the Gemara in Deitza, isn't so sure that you can make such a Tanai, and it should be noted that the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaKodesh, when he explains this entire innovation, here. So the So the Rambam, when he explains this this whole takana, says Barishoni Mekabel Nidus Hakodesh is Paragimel Hilchos Kiddush Hakodesh Alakehei. Barishoni Mekabel Nidus Hakodesh B'chol Yom Shloshim. Again, originally, no matter when they came on the 30th day, even last minute, they would pronounce the new month, and therefore, by extension, Rosh Hashanah. Pamachas Nishtau Ha'edim Ilavod Beinu Arbayim. One time the Eidim came late. V'niskalkalu v'mikdash. V'lo yadu mayasu. But instead of speaking about the song or the tune or both, the Rambam says, Im yase ha'ola shel Bein Harbayim, shema yavo ha'edim v'yefshah shi'akrivu musaf hayom achar tamid shel Bein Harbayim. Amnu bezim v'yitkinu shelo yiyu mekabli neres ha'chodesh alad ha'mincha k'deshu shos v'yom ha'akriv musafin v'tamid shel Bein Harbayim v'niskeh. So this, of course, is very controversial. The Rambam seems to be just ignoring the explanation of the Gemara in favor of what the Bali Tosus and Rav Nachman and Ben Ramban, what everybody was, asking about, which is a much more fundamental problem. Unless one suggests, since it's not for now, but I'll just throw it out, that the Rambam understood that, obviously the Shir Shel Yom per se is not a strong enough foundation to make such a takana. The Shir Shel Yom is an indicator of the problem. Namely, the problem is they couldn't zero in on and focus on the Korban. And lest you say, like the Bali Tosus, maybe this is what the Rambam is really saying, lest you say that there's a way to bring this Korban, Miman of Shach, in other words, you can set up some sort of a structure where either this is going to be a Korban Musaf, Rosh Hashanah, or it's just going to be Nedavos, but what you'd be lacking is the awareness, when you're bringing the Korban, that this is the Korban of Rosh Hashanah. In other words, technically, you might be able to fulfill your obligation, but if the only way that you can focus and zero in on this Korban Musaf of Rosh Hashanah is in retrospect and nothing more, is that really a proper, full kiyum of the Korban of Rosh Hashanah? So maybe the Rambam understood that the way to signify that in the Gemara is through the Shir. If you can't sing the right Negan, more to the point, if you can't say the right words while you're bringing this Korban, it's not the words, it's not the song per se, but this is a way of accentuating that, you're mimanashaking this Korban, and this is Rosh Hashanah. the Korban of Rosh Hashanah is something which, you know, you should be aware of and you should be focusing on. So he uses the language of the Meiri, although not in this context. He speaks about it in another way, a different issue. But he says, you know, it might be important, I'll get back to hopefully in the end, it might be important for the experience of Rosh Hashanah to be done in a way which isn't just, you know, technically proper in retrospect, but which is mevurar b'shaito. Because the whole day of Rosh Hashanah is a different day if you're aware that this is Hayom Aras Olam, that this is the Yom HaZikaron, that this is the Yom Trua, or if you're just not sure and you're just trying to make sure that you don't violate anything. So it could be that the Rambam understood that it's not about the Shira. The Shira is an indicator of the way in which you relate to the Korban. Yeah?
Is that she's able to handle the Korban Shachos?
Setting up a structure of Neimanus Shach Korbanus? Okay, see, it depends on what the Korban... I don't want to get into that now. That's a separate topic. But, yeah, I mean, the Bali Tosfos have their suggestions, and with mostly Olos, and there are ways to do it. Rabbi Nachman of Ramban has a way, and the Bali Tosfos have a way. You have to assume in some way that there is a way, otherwise the fact that the Gemara doesn't say what the Rambam ended up saying is just shocking. I mean, obviously there's a much bigger problem, and that is the problem of the Korban rather than the accompanying Shira. So, you know, how you do it exactly, I don't want to get into that now because I don't have that much time, but you know, you look at Tosfos Ramban, Nachman ben Ramban, the Rambam, the, you know, Sekhel and the Rambam, they all discuss what the best way to get around it is. In any case, this is the background for the takana that of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, one more time, because when the Edim would come at a later point during the day, so there would be some sort of kilkel, as we're explaining now. Either they didn't say Shira, or they said the wrong Shira, or that is just that just masks the bigger problem of the Korban Musaf, either not being brought, but especially being brought without an awareness that this is indeed the Korban Musaf. And as a result, they decided that when the Edom don't show up, there will be 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. In those 2 days, as we explained, the second day will be the real Rosh Hashanah in terms of the subsequent observance of Yom Kippur, Sukkot, etc. That's the background. Then we have the Mishnah in Erevin, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, which then discusses the following idea. Since the fact is that in the Mikdash, they would often have, or they would sometimes have, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in the Mikdash itself, as we just explained, if the Edom showed up after Mincha. But in Chutz La'aretz, or perhaps just outside of the Mikdash, this is a question, even in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, because remember, in other Yamim Tovim, it's not a problem, because by the time you reach the Yom Tov, everybody knows when Rosh Chodesh was, within Eretz Yisrael. The geography isn't that daunting. In Chutz La'aretz, there was a problem. In Rosh Hashanah, of course, since it's the same day, so it's even a problem in other parts of Eretz Yisrael. So when it comes to the issue of Rosh Hashanah, we generally split the geography. There's the Beit Chabad, the Makom HaMikdash, in other words, the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and then there is Chutz La'aretz. Either way, the question is, when there are 2 days, which there would be in most years, in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, Misafek, and in Chutz La'aretz, so then the question is, what is the relationship of those 2 days? Now the background to that is that we know that there's a debate in the Sugya in Beitza and earlier in the Mishnah in Erevin here in Lamed Ches about Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos. Why we started off by saying, in general, we observe 2 days outside of Eretz Yisrael because of the original Safek. The question is, Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos? That's the debate. Which means, when they were betaken in Chutz La'aretz, a second day, did they basically say that there's a 48-hour period of Kedusha, because you have to have 2 days of Yom Tov, or did they understand that it's not Kedusha Achas, it's Shtei Kedusha? So there are 2 days, and the 2 days, obviously when you look at them together, contradict each other, they're mutually exclusive. So not only are there 2 days, two Kedushas, but each Kedusha denies the other. What difference does it make whether we look at the 2 days as a single Kedusha or as two separate Kedushas? So the earlier Sugya in Erevin discusses several Nafkamina. One will be Eruvei Tkumin. And if you want to be able to travel on Shabbos or Yom Tov outside of your regular domain, so you have to set up an alternative domain. Now, you may live here, but you have the right to create a technical or formal residence elsewhere, and you can take the amount of amos, let's say the 2,000 amos, whatever it'll be, from that particular place. But what happens if there are 2 days of Yom Tov, or the Shabbos after Yom Tov, or Yom Tov after Shabbos? So that is a discussion, again, in the Mishnah and Erevin, Mishnah and Gemara and Erevin, as well as in Beitza. What happens in the following case? Let's say you have Shabbos and then Yom Tov, or Yom Tov and then Shabbos. Or, the same question, 2 days in Chutz Laaretz of Yom Tov. Or, our case right here, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So if you want to set up an alternative home for the purpose of Erev Tchumen, do you have to set up a single one for both days? Or can you basically say, I live here today, you know, and tomorrow I live, you know, down the road, which may mean that your boundaries in terms of travel are going to be different. So the Gemara says that depends. In all these cases, Shabbos and Yom Tov and Shabbos, that's a coincidence of the calendar. But when that coincidence of the calendar happens, do we look at this as a single period since there's no chol in between, or do we look at it as a coincidence in the calendar? Shabbos is Shabbos, Yom Tov is Yom Tov. One has nothing to do with the other. Nafka Mina, again, can you set up an Eruv? Can you set your Tchum in one direction one day, and another direction the other day? So that's Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's Shtei Yom Tov and Shogolios. What about Rosh Hashanah? Or, in the other direction, in order to be able to operate on the basis of an Eruv Tchumin, the Eruv, the food that you put out there to formally establish your home, has to be in existence at the critical moment. What is the critical moment? So if you believe in Kedusha Achas, 48-hour period is a single entity of Kedusha, in any of these cases, or in some of these cases, so then, in theory, all we really care about is the Ben HaShmashos, the beginning of the period, that initiates the 48 hours. So, for example, if you have Shabbos and then Yom Tov, so when Shabbos begins, the Eruv, the food, has to be intact. If you want to eat it after that point, or if an animal comes and steals it, or, you know, or it gets hit by lightning, it doesn't make a difference. As long as Ben HaShmashos, at the beginning of the period, the Eruv was intact to its extent, then there is no problem. However, if you believe Shtei Kedushas, that the contiguous days are separate in Kedusha, just as you can decide, I live to the east one day and I live to the west the next day, so too, that's a Kula, so too, there's a Chumrah. And that is, if there are two different days, even if I decide I want a single Eruv for both days, but really it's not a 48-hour Eruv, it's a 24-hour Eruv, and then it's another 24-hour Eruv. So then I would have to be sure that the food, that the meal, was edible and accessible, not only in the Ben HaShmashos of the first day, but in the Ben HaShmashos into the second day as well. So that would be, there would be a Kula and there would be a Chumrah. Or what would happen in the following case? You have some Tevel. You're not allowed to be Mafrish Trumos Maestros on Yom Tov, it's a Din Rabbanan, but you're not allowed to do it. But you want to eat this food. So the question is, we'll see this in the mission in a second, can you do the following? You have 2 days of Yom Tov, right? And here it'll say Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni. This wouldn't help you for Shabbos and Yom Tov, obviously. But say Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni. So if I look at them as Kedusha Achas, a single period, 48-hour period of Kedusha, so you're not allowed to be Mafrish Trumas and Maestros, you're not allowed to be Metakein Tevel, you're not allowed to do it for 48 hours. However, if I look at the 2 days of Yom Tov, let's say Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni, as being mutually exclusive and therefore automatically two different kedushos, so then what I could say is I could make a tanai, I could make a condition. I could take this tevel, right, separate a little piece and say, listen, either today is Yom Tov or tomorrow is Yom Tov. I have to observe both misafek, or in this case, miminag, right? But the fact is they're not both Yom Tov. We just don't know which one is Yom Tov, and therefore we treat them both as Yom Tov. However, what I can do is I can say the following. If today is Yom Tov, right, then what I'm doing now, separating this little piece, is meaningless. However, when I separate it tomorrow, it'll work. On the other hand, if tomorrow is the real Yom Tov, then what I'm doing now is going to be effective. Either way, you'll be able to eat the Tzvua tomorrow. Because either way, Mimonafshach, you have been metakein on a Yom Chol rather than on a Yom Kodesh. That's another nafkamina. And the third nafkamina that the Mishnayos and the Gemara speak about is Beitza Shenolda Bazem Uteres Hozeh, which means if you have a Beitza Shenolda B'Yom Tov, the first topic in Masechet Beitza, which means that you have essentially Muktza, you can call it Nolad, whatever you want to call it, something that didn't exist prior to Shabbos or Yom Tov, and it surfaces in the world, makes its first appearance on Shabbos or Yom Tov, which means it wasn't prepared Mivod Yom, there was no Hachana Mivod Yom. That's called either Nolad or Muktza, whatever the case may be, and you're not allowed to eat that object, maybe not allowed to carry that object, without going into details of Muktza now, Beitza Shenolda B'Yom Tov is Asura. But, let's say Beitza is Nolad on the first day. What about with respect to the second day? And here, this would apply not only to Yom Tov Rishon and Sheni, but also to Shabbos and Yom Tov. The point is, if we're dealing with the 48-hour period of Kedusha, so then, if it wasn't prepared at the beginning of that 48-hour period, a minute or a second before Ben Hashmashos, so it's a Nolad or a Muktza for the entire 48-hour period. However, if we're dealing with two different periods, so then we're dealing essentially, halachically, legally, with two different Ben Hashmashoses. So the point is, Beitza Shenolda Bazu, if the Beitza came into the world in the middle of the first day of Kedusha, it's still Muchan as far as the second day is concerned, if we say Shtei Kedusha. So this is the discussion about Shabbos and Yom Tov, Yom Tov and Shabbos. This is also a discussion of Yom Tov Rishon. Yom Tov Sheni, Kedusha Achas, or Shtei Kedushas. It's a debate already in Tanoim, the Amoraim. The Psak, Halacha, according to almost all Rishonim and Poskim, is that when it comes to Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni, when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, or Yom Tov and Shabbos, the rule is that Shtei Kedushas Heim, not Kedusha Achas. We generally Poskim, but even though there's no Chol in between, nonetheless, we view these as two separate days. What about Rosh Hashanah? So here you have the following discussion in the Mishnah. Mishnah in Erev Lama Tesla Ben Aleph says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rosh Hashanah Shayayare Shemet Tisaber. You have a case of Rosh Hashanah, and you're not sure whether or not there is going to be an extra day to the month. In other words, is today going to be Rosh Hashanah, or is tomorrow going to be Rosh Hashanah? Actually, Rashi, this is somewhat controversial, says, Bigola Kamairi. This suffix has to do with the suffix of Chutz Laaretz. Shema Yasu Besen Hagadol Elam Ubar Yu Shnei Yamim Tovim Utsarach Lelech Barishon Litzadechad Uvsheni Litzadacher. I'll say this is an excellent shear being given, to the east on day number one, and even a better shear on the second day of Yom Tov, right, being given in the other side of town, right, outside of the Tchum, of course. It's in the town, and it's not a Tchum problem. So what do you do? So Rosh Hashanah Shayare Shema Tisaver, Na'arev Adam Shnei Eruvim, the Omer Eruvi Barishon Lemizrach, Basheni Lemarav, Barishon Lemarav, Basheni Lemizrach, Eruvi Barishon Ubasheni Kibnei Iri, Eruvi Basheni Ubarishon Kibnei Iri. In other words, the Tanakhama is saying, Rabbi Huda is saying, that Rosh Hashanah, Shtei Kedushos, you could split your home, you could say, I live here today, I live there tomorrow, you could split that up in the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. However, lo hodu lo chachamim. The chachamim did not agree with him. Odom Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda said something else. Mas nodem ala kalkala b'yantav rishon b'ochla v'sheni. The case of Tevel that I mentioned, which is that if you have a piece of Tevel, meaning tvua she'inam betukenes, hafroshas trumas ma'isrus was not done on this object. So what you can do is you can set up a tnai, like I mentioned before, so that either way you'll be able to eat the object, the tzvua, will be mitukenes by the second day. You can do that on Rosh Hashanah as well. The chain, third case, beitza shenolda barishon, tocho basheni. The problem of muktza, again, if you have a beitza that came into the world on Yom Rishon of Rosh Hashanah, you can eat it on the second day as well. In all these cases, v'lo hodu lo chachamim. Chachamim didn't disagree. And then you have a fourth point in the Mishnah, not clear whether it's a continuation or not. Rab Dosa ben Hyrcanus, Amar, Ha'over lefnei ha'teva b'yontif for Rosh Hashanah, when a person is a chazan on Rosh Hashanah, Omer, he says, Ha'chalitenu Hashem Elokeinu es yom Rosh HaChodesh hazeh, im hayom, im lamachar. So he should say, you could imagine the, you know, the chazanas on that, im hayom, you know, im lebachar. Okay. In other words, again, you know, how does he sing the tefillah? Is it really Rosh Chodesh or not? Will lebachar ha'omer? You have to change the tune a little. Im hayom im emesh. Again, v'lohod lo chachamim. Okay. Now that, last point of the Mishnah, this is the debate in the Gemara, whether that is an issue of the kesel yom kagenu, whether in general you mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, which is another topic that I think I spoke about a couple of years ago here. The relationship between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, I think, is a very important issue. Or is this connected to the three examples of above? Namely, the question is whether or not we treat each day as a safek Rosh Chodesh or not. Either way, the Mishnah records that there's a debate about Rosh Hashanah, at least in Chutz Laaretz, according to Rashi, maybe even in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah doesn't say what it's speaking about. Namely, what we call Kedusha Achas, or Shtei Kedushos, regarding Eruv Tchumin, regarding Tikkun Tevel, and with regard to Beit Hoshe Nolda. The fourth case that I mentioned, the Chumrah case of Eruv Tchumin, is not explicitly mentioned in the Mishnah. Okay. So the Gemara says, Man lo hoda lo kachamim. Who is the disputant of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya, Modim HaKom Rabbi Lazar, Rav Shana Sheyare Shem Tisaber, Ma'arav Adam, Shnei Ruvin, Ve'omer, Ruvin Berishon, Lemizrach B'Sheni, Lamarav Berishon, Lamarav B'Sheni, Lemizrach, Eruv Berishon, Hu B'Sheni Kibnei Iri, Eruv B'Sheni, Hu Berishon Kibnei Iri, Rabbi Yossi, Oser. In all these cases, Rabbi Yossi said, no, you have to have a single home for the entire Rosh Hashanah, Kedusha Achas, not two Kedushas. Omer lehen Rabbi Yossi, Iyakem Modim, Shimbo, Edem, and Amidiko, Lamala, Shinogim, Oso, Yom Kodesh, Lamacha Kodesh. What was he saying? You're treating Rosh Hashanah and its 2 days the same way that you're treating Yom Hashani Shogolios, but don't you agree that there can be a situation where even in the Beis HaMikdash itself, there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? If there can be a 2-day Rosh Hashanah in the Beis HaMikdash, doesn't that prove that it's not simply the routine din of Yom Hashani Shogolios of Safek? If it was a Safek, you wouldn't have 2 days. So apparently, it's not a Miman of Shach, one or the other. On some level, there's Kedusha Achas. That's the argument of Rabbi Yossi. Yes, Hamodim Shimbo, Edim, and Amin Cholamala, Noagim, Osim, Kodesh, Lamachar, Kodesh. So what did the Rabbanon answer to that? So the Gemara says, Rabbanon, Hasam kiheche delol izal zulebe. It's true that now and then there can be 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in the Mikdash. However, that's only the reason that we have that 2 days, even though we already know that it's Rosh Hashanah, is kiheche delol izal zulebe. Which means what? When the Eidim come after Mincha, or when they, we'll get to this in a minute, but when they don't come before Mincha, right? So the Takana was, tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah, not today. But the question is, so why did they finish out the day, the Kedusha? They already knew that tomorrow is going to be the real Rosh Hashanah, so the rest of the day they could do whatever they want. They could do Malacha, right? They could do anything. They could go to anything they want. Because Vadai, the next day, is the one that is going to be pronounced Rosh Hashanah. So what's the point of completing the day B'Kedusha? So apparently the Rabbi Yossi thought, because they were metaking 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the Nihug until Mincha, Misafek, B'Kedusha, at least Midrabanan, creates a certain stature to this day that we take very seriously, and you're not going to give all that up. But till now, you've been, you know, davening and discuss what you've been doing anyway, but till now, it's been a Safek Rosh Hashanah, right? That lasted all the way until the point or after Mincha. So Rabbi Yossi is saying, so the new Kedusha is like there's a certain momentum here, and the momentum creates its own status, and as a result, we continue with it. So in fact, the nature of the Takana is about 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. If that's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, then Rosh Hashanah is different than Yom Hashani Shogolios. Kedusha Achas and not two Kedushas. And Rabbi Yehuda will answer and say, no, the fact that we complete the day of Kedusha is not because of some fundamental, you know, din that if you observe a day, you know, of Safek, Rosh Hashanah, you know, so it turns in, after a certain point, it turns into a kind of Rosh Hashanah. That's not the idea. We're worried that next year, right, every year the Beis HaMikdash have this problem. Until the Edom come, they're just not sure. So, if you say, you know what, the Edom haven't come, everybody go to work. So we're worried that next year, you know, the guy has something pressing in the office or whatever, so maybe he will wait till Mincha. You remember that last year, you know, they started off concerned that the Edom might show up, and they didn't show up, it's nothing. So, you know, if he thinks that it's nothing, then maybe he will wait till Mincha either. Therefore, they said, finish the day of the Kedusha. So we have here is two very, very different perspectives on how to understand the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in the Mikdash itself. And according to the Gemara, this will determine Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas. However, I formulated it in a very specific and extreme way. As I basically said, well, the first view seems to be saying, well, we have 2 days, so it has to be Kedusha Achas. And the second view says, Kiheche Delo Lezalzulebe. Is it possible that even if we end up paskening Kedusha Achas when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, that this question is still a legitimate question? Why is it Kedusha Achas? Is it really Kedusha Achas because Midrabanan, they made a 48-hour period of Rosh Hashanah or a 2-day Rosh Hashanah? Or maybe it's just a way of, in other words, the Gemara says, Rabbanan, Hosam Kiheche Delo Lezalzulebe. Right. So, but the Gemara doesn't say, and what about Rabbi Yossi? What does he say? What is the answer to that? The answer to Talmud Zalzulebe, it's, you know, they made this because of its nihug into, or more, into a Yom Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara doesn't say that. I said that. Is it possible that the real retort of Rabbi Yossi is, Inochanami Tzkiheche Zilo Zalzulebe? I don't deny that there are no real 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, but rather this is, you know, a gzeira shalolah zalzulebe. But nonetheless, the fact that we have a model of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, whatever the reason happens to be, still differentiates Rosh Hashanah from Yad HaKrishon and Yad HaCheni, and as such, justifies the perspective of Kedusha Achas and not Shtei Kedushos, even if it is Kehechadol zalzulebe. So I think that there can be two possible explanations of Rabbi Yossi Lamaskana. If you look at Rashi, again, we don't have so much time, so I'm not going to show you this inside, but if you look at Rashi in different places, in Eruvin, in Beitza in two places, Alvin Beitza, Ham and Aleph, Ham and Beitza, we'll get to those in a second. Rashi quotes the words, the phrase, Kihecha Zalzule Bey, in various places when he talks about the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, even though we paskin, and even though Rashi's talking about the Manda Amar, who says Kedusha Achas. In other words, the way Rashi read the Gemara was, the Rabbanan turned to Rabbi Yossi and they said, the whole thing is Kehechad L'Zulaybe. You agree to that too. And therefore, it's Shtei Kedushas. It's true that in the Mikdash we now have a model of 2 days, but more important is why we have that model, and therefore it doesn't veer fundamentally from the pattern of Yontif Rishon, Yontif Shady. And the answer of Rabbi Yossi is, you're right, I agree, it is Kiyeche Dom Zalzulebe, it's nothing more, but that's sufficient grounds to differentiate with regard to Kedusha Achas Shtei Kedushas. However, if you look at the Ritva and the Levush, each one has a very fascinating formulation. When the Ritva tries to explain the reason for the Takana, so he says, Avalachshav Shabo Edom Biyom Rishon. The Rotzim Chachamim Vidchoso Lekavish Yom Sheni. This is the Ritva Neirudin. The witnesses show up. They show up late. But had it not been for the Takana of Kilkul Alavi and Bashir, we would have accepted the testimony, and that would have been the proper day of Rosh Hashanah. So in terms of Ikrad Dina potential from a pure Kiddush HaChodesh point of view, the day that was supposed to be Rosh Hashanah was the first day. Rotzim Chachamim L'Tchoso L'Kadosh B'Yom Sheni. The Gam Shuras Hadin Min HaTorah Sheicholim L'Kadosho. Henichuhu B'Kdushaso Ki'iluhu V'Asa'u Im HaSheni Ki Yom Arika. The RISBA says something very fascinating. Basically, the fact that it could have been the day of Rosh Hashanah isn't just, you know, past history, you know, an interesting, you know, coincidence or more, but irrelevant to the substance of the Takana. What we do basically is we say there are now 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The day that should have been, and the day that we decided, b'di'eved, right, to delay it to. Is that Kiheche de Lola Zolzulabed? Do we finish the day of Kedusha now because we're worried that Lashana Acheres, people are going to run out to work before Mincha? No, we finish the day as a day of Rosh Hashanah because this is the calendar day of Rosh Hashanah. It's not the rabbinic, you know, Kiddush HaChodesh, actual day of Rosh Hashanah, but it's a day that should have been Rosh Hashanah, and that has stature in its own right. So Lavush takes this even further and says as follows. Miu apapi shein modim lemoadim miyom zeh ukecholu shachuchashu biyontav kula macharasa. When it comes to counting Yom Kippur and Sukkot and everything else, the real day is the day, the second day, in other words, the day that we're delaying to. Mikol makom lo hayu mezalzulim bo. That sounds like the language of Rashi, except you have to read the continuation. Shaharei minadin hayaroi lios yomtov minatara. Elish nasan rishus lebezdin lidchoso. Letzika hayigomrimoso biisuro bikidushaso adalayla midrabanan. In other words, the Lavush has a different reading of lo lezalzulebe. Lo lezalzulebe, not because the way Rashi explains it, Lashana Acheres, people are going to make a mistake, but this is a day that should have been Rosh Hashanah, like the Ritva. But he just says it even more sharply. Deshema ein kanchol el Hashem kodesh. Shaharishon kodesh midin Torah. Shahaya bo hamolad. Bura'ohu ha'edim shehu yom Rosh Kodesh v'Rosh Hashanah. Vasheni kodesh mikoach ha'bezdin. Shenitna lehem Torah reshus le'manos hamoadim biyom ha'macharas. Hilkach ekziku shneim lekdusha achas ukiyom aroch. Afti shehem ha'yimonim ha'moadim yom sheni v'anu moadim ha'modos biyom rishon. We'll get back to this. Mikomokom anu noagim gamkein, etc. Mikomokom takanu rishon le'nekronim. Mikomo lasas ha'yom kodesh ulemachar kodesh. The Lavush says an amazing thing. Right. This, it's one step beyond, but in the direction of the Ritva. Not only is this a day that potentially should have been the day of Rosh Hashanah, in a certain sense, Minat Torah, but he doesn't mean it literally, because obviously, as he says in the next sentence, right, the Torah gave Bezdin the right to pronounce Rosh Chodesh on the next day if they choose. However, the fact that this is the Yom HaMolad, astronomically, this is Rosh Hashanah, is significant. And the niyug, kedusha, till the end of the day, is a function of that. This question of how we look at, so basically what I've said so far is, there is a takana, A. B, there's a debate whether or not Rosh Hashanah is kedusha achas or shtei kedushos with several nafkamina. That's point number two. If you read the Gemara, you could argue that the argument of kedusha achas, shtei kedushos, depends on how you look at that takana. Is it mishum lezalzulei bei, or is it something more fundamental? However, what I tried to show is that according to Rashi, the theme of lo lezalzulei bei applies even if you take the view of kedusha achas, and I'm trying to contrast that with the view of the Ritva and the Lavush, who see the second or the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as reflecting two midrabanan, two real days, as if there is a, you know, Echad Bashana, Yom Haras Olam, and a Rosh Hashanah, Kedushas Hayom, Dechak. This question could have to do, with what exactly was done, Misafek, in the time of the Nikdash. In other words, they weren't sure whether today or tomorrow was going to be Rosh Hashanah. Right? What did they do, what didn't they do? Well, two things seem clear. One is, obviously, Issa Malacha was prohibited, Misafek. That's clear. It's also clear in the other direction that they could not bring the Karban Musaf, right? That would be, you know, being Ma'ayel Chulun La'azara. I think obviously you can't bring a Karban which is not yet ready to be brought, and they weren't able to sing the proper Shir Shoyom. But what about everything else? Did they do tkios? Did they do Tfilah of Yom Tov? Did they say a Shechianu? Did they say Kiddush? What do they do? Just Lamaisa, what do they do? So this is a debate. Again, you won't find it so much in the more mainstream. If you look at Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, and Rambam, you won't find this debate. But if you look a little bit around, and the Meiri has, and a few Meiri and Beitza, Rosh Hashanah, Erevin, each place is, you know, provides another little insight. The Lavush, some of the Chachmei Provence speculate on this issue. The Yerushalmi seems to speak about this issue. The way it breaks down is as follows. Tkios. The Lavush assumes, as a davar pashut, that they blew shofar with a bracha, which is a little shocking, and with a shechayanu. Then the Meiri in Rosh Hashanah assumes that they didn't even blow shofar, never mind the bracha and the shechayanu. What about the shechayanu of the yom? Even the Meiri seems to say, right, the Gemara speaks in Erevin about whether or not you say Zman on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says it's not worse than, you know, Kara Chadasa, like a new experience, like a new vegetable. So it could be based on that. It depends how you read that Gemara exactly. Is it the regular Shechianu of a regular Yom Tov, or is it just, you know, kind of a certain experiential and more neutral kind of Shechianu? But either way, the Meiri, as well as the Lavush, assume that they said Omrim Zman, Rosh Hashanah, they said that on the potential Rosh Hashanah before it was actual Rosh Hashanah. From the Yerushalmi, it appears that at least Tfilas Mincha was not said in the Safek Rosh Hashanah. On the other hand, if you look at the Meiri, again, the Meiri seems to say that they did say the regular Mincha. The Lavush assumes that there was Kiddush as well. It could be that this question, what did they do, the Safek, is relevant to our question. What is the status of Rosh Hashanah, even if you assume Kiddush Achas, patterned after this Safek in the Beis Havah? Again, the more you look at this as, basically they weren't sure, it's a Yom, either a total Yom Chol, or a total Yom Kodesh, and it all just depends on how it unfolds, you know, whether the Edom show up or they don't show up. So then obviously, Yisra Malacha, we understand, you have to be Machmir. Anything having to do with kiyumim, certainly kiyumim that requires some sort of bracha, anything that requires a commitment in the other direction. Now, if you didn't even do tkios, never mind the bracha, it sounds like it's basically a full yom chol. If you did tkios with a bracha, that already, or shechianu, sounds as if you are, the very fact that this is a potential Rosh Hashanah, is giving it a certain status. And that's even before the ultimate resolution. That's one issue. The second issue may be the following. The Gemara says, Misha says, that all this depended on whether or not at Mincha the Edom showed up. What happens if the Edom didn't show up at Mincha? In other words, if they didn't show up before Mincha, then you only have one day of Rosh Hashanah on the Beis Avad. And that day is going to be the only day and a full day of Rosh Hashanah, no problem. If the Edim do not come before Mincha, so the next day is going to be Rosh Hashanah, the one that you count to Yom Kippur. However, do we need the Edom to show up after Mincha to say, you know, that Mashlimim Osu Ayom B'Kedusha, or not? Well, let me make it clear. Either way, if the Edom don't show up, it's Mincha time and they haven't come. So two things could happen now, right? One is the Edom could show up after Mincha. The other is the Edom never show up and they just come the next day. It doesn't matter even, because by then that's the only possible day of Rosh Chodesh. What I'm asking is there any nafkamina? Do we care? Does it matter at that point whether the Edom show up or not? Now, in terms of Yisra Malacha, either way, you have to observe the whole day. Maybe, I mean, there could be an afkamina here too. It's possible that if there's a certain amount of time necessary, you know, if the Edom were to come to establish, the new day, let's say it took 15 minutes, so if you get to the minus 14 minute point, you know, maybe you could do malacha. Well, let's assume not for the moment. Let's assume in terms of Yisra malacha, either way you can do it. But are you not observing, Yisra malacha misafek till the end of the day? Or once the Edom don't show up at mincha, do we say, it doesn't matter if they come anymore, the takana badais of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah apply? So, for example, according to the Ritva and the Labush that I just quoted, it seems clear that the takana badais of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah applies only when the Eidim actually show up after Mincha. Because what's the whole point? There really are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. There's the day of Bezdin, which is the second day. And then there's the first day, which is, to use the language of the sharp language of the Labush, it's the Yom HaMolad. It's the astronomical Rosh Hashanah. Why is it the astronomical Rosh Hashanah? Because the Edom showed up and they said that it was. But if the Edom never show up, again, you don't know if they're going to show up until the end of the day. So you always have to observe as if they might. What I'm saying is there a model of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah where the first day is really just a safek and isn't a takana at all? So according to the Ritva and the Labush, the answer one would think would be, yes, if the Edom do not show, so then it turns out that whole day wasn't a din vaadai midrabanan. It was a safek whether there'll be a din vaadai drabanan. But from the point of mincha until the end of the day, if they show up, it was the Yom HaMolad, it was a day that should have been Rosh Hashanah, that gives it status in terms of, no, Noah Genoso Ayom Kodesh. It's not just Mishum Lolu Zalzule with Shana Haba. But if the Aiden turns out never showed up, then we'll look back and we'll say, what a waste. Right? However, Rashi and Beitza, and they're in one place, it seems to be a steer in Rashi actually, but the Marsha zeroes in on this Rashi, so it seems like Rashi's saying that the Takana of the Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah, doesn't apply only when the Edom show up after Mincha. But Noah Gimosa Yom Kodesh Ulamachar means whenever the Edom don't show up by Mincha. And if Mincha comes and they're not there, then automatically we say, it doesn't matter anymore if they come. Noah Gimosa Yom Kodesh Ulamachar Kodesh. That's Rashi. And that's the Girsa. Marsha's very bothered by this Rashi. But that's also the Girsa of the Rabbeinu Chananel in Beitza. Tosis quotes his Girsa. Rabbeinu Chananel says, if I can find it, I'll read it. If not, I'll skip it. Mila Modi Shem Lo Bo Edim Ad Ha'erev Shenogim Osa Yom Kodesh Ulamacha Kodesh. Doesn't everybody agree that if they don't show up by Mincha, so we have 2 days of Yom Tov and Noagin also by Yom Kodesh? What do you mean if they don't show up on Mincha? You mean if they show up after Mincha? That's Rabbeinu Chananel. And that's the Rashi on Vav Amud Aleph, where Rashi also says, Dilma ma'abri leila elo, kitakana harishona, lemanos miyom sheni, velaso shnei yonim, kegon shalobo ad yom shloshim yachad. They didn't show up till the 31st day. Meaning, not that they showed up after Mincha. They didn't show up at all. Problem is that this is against other Rashis, right? Rashi on Hayom and Aleph in Beitza says, Shema minach chok chachamim umitzvasan, one second, la sosan bidba'u edim achar ha-mincha. And that's what Rashi says to say in Bo Edom in Amin Cholamala, Lo Mizal Zalinan Behu, Bahai Shloshim. That's the Rashi that I mentioned before, where he says Lo Mizal Zalinan, even though we're talking about Kedusha Achas. So there seems to be a Sira in Rashi and a debate among the Rishonim whether or not the Takana of Rosh Hashanah for 2 days applies when the Edom don't show up by Mincha, even though there is no astronomical as I said, there's no astronomical Rosh Hashanah. There's no, you know, this is the day that was Roy for Kiddush HaKot. The proper, the Edom showed up the next day and they said, we saw the moon, it's today. And nonetheless, they're observing 2 days. Or only if the Edom actually show up. So basically, so far we have three important elements. Number one, how to interpret Lola Zalzulei Bay and the Machlokas Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda in the Sugya Ne'erevin. That's one debate. The second issue is how much do they observe and was it even kiyumim, even brachos on the Safek Rosh Hashanah before they actually knew? Now, did they really treat it only as a Safek or did they treat it as a quasi Rosh Hashanah at that time? That's point number two. And point number three is the question of Bo Eidim and Amincha Ulamala. In order to apply this Takana of the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, you actually need the Eidim to show up, or will it apply default as long as they don't show up by Mincha? And again, this third point, the Nafkamina, is there a model of 2 days, Rosh Hashanah, which also is only Misafek rather than Mivadai? Now, did you say that only when they show up will you have only when they show up will you have this takana badai of a yom arichta of 2 days? But if they don't show up, you just have to observe the whole day misafek. So then, what we have is, if you're sitting in Chutz La'aretz and you want to know, you know, what to do about Rosh Hashanah, so you have to think about the following. Number one, it's possible that the Edom will show up in the Beis Hamikdash before Mincha, and then there'll only be 1 day of Rosh Hashanah. So me in Chutz La'aretz observing 2 days is like any other Yandoshani Shogalios. That's perspective number one, scenario number one. Scenario number two is that the Edom will show up after Mincha, though, on the first day. In which case, in the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to have 2 days, the Torah's Vadai. And if I was emulating that pattern in Chutz La'aretz, that wouldn't be like Yandoshani Shogalios at all. That would be, I'm doing what they're doing in Eretz Yisrael, which is 2 days of Vadai. But then there's a third possibility, and that is that there could be 2 days in the Mikdash, but not the Torah's Vadai. Namely, if the Edom don't show up by Mincha, but we don't know if they're going to show up till the end of the day, and then in the Mikdash, Misafek, they just have to wait till the end of the day, because let's say they come the last minute, that's Bo Edom and Amincha Olamala, that's going to be Vadai. But if they have never ever showed up, so we ended up observing that whole day, Misafek. So in the Beis Avad itself, there's a model of Safek. So now there are three scenarios, two of which are Safek, and only one of which is Vadai. Now, even if I pattern myself on the potential in Beis Avad, there are two, a Safek and a Vadai scenario of Vadai. So when we ask the question, what's going on in Chutz La'aretz or the rest of Eretz Yisrael, when they don't know anything, because they can't find out quickly enough, are they observing 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, B'torah's Vadai, B'torah's Safek? The answer is the picture is a little more complex than you might have thought. Yeah.
I'm just wondering, some of the sikhs are dependent on the Edom showing up instead of being, you know, acting as Edom in front of Edom.
No, showing up and acting as Edom, obviously. I mean, you have to, you know.
If they show up,
Makudash Makudash,
they're still sitting in front of Edom?
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking about that there is, if not for the fact that Nishto, you know, Lavo, Viniskalko, Alevi, and Bashir, there would have been enough time to be Makabal them as Edom. So that's clear. Yeah, when I say showing up, I mean showing up and functioning as Edom. Now the truth is, all of this already, everything I've said so far is based on the Zman of the Takana. This is a complicated topic because it's possible that the situation changes, you know, in different historical and historical eras and geographic settings. By which I mean the following. Prior to the Takana of the Mishnah on Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed, right? Rosh Hashanah was dealt with as any other Yom Tov. Right? Because either it was Vadai Rosh Hashanah, you know, on the first day, or on the second day. Because whenever the Edom showed up, they just did it. But there was never a situation where there were 2 days observed in the Beis Chabad, Mizin Vadai. So the pre-Takana period, as far as anybody else in the world is concerned, it's the same kind of Safek that we have in any other Yom Tov Sheni. And whatever the Tzak there is about Kedusha Achaz, Shnei Kedushos, Yom HaRichta applies. Once they introduced the Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah and that Takana, that's when everything became complicated, because the first time you have a model of Midrabanan, of 2 days of Yom Tov, of Vaday. And it's that picture that I've tried to amplify a little bit. Namely, is that, okay, there is a case of Vaday, is it A, only Mishnah Mizalzule, B, are there 2 cases of 2 days, one of Vaday, one of Safek? 3, how do we really look at this, even if it is a Vaday, etc. The problem is, there aren't just those 2 eras either. Right. Misha says that at the time of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Misha Chara Beis HaMikdash, it seems like they went back to the old system. So is that really true or not? So the Gemara, that would be the third question. Is post Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, what's the halakha? And the truth is, there's also a post Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and that is the Zman HaCheshbon. Once they no longer relied on Kiddush HaChodesh, the visual Kiddush HaChodesh, but rather operate on the basis of the calculation of the calendar. Just to highlight that, the Rambam, for example, in Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, there's some question, what is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai referring to, and whether or not that's identical also to the post-Cheshbon era. The Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos, for example, seems to say that we would have paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and there wouldn't have been Kedusha Achas. The only reason that we paskin Yom HaRichta, says the Rambam, is because we live in a post-Re'iyah era. We live in the area of Cheshbon, and in Cheshbon there are no stekos anymore. So if we still observe 2 days based on the model of Beis Din, but there's no actual reconstruction each year because there is no visual Kiddush HaChodesh anymore, so that, says the Rambam, is the reason why we observe 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. It sounds like the Rambam, at least in Pirshei Mishnayos, is saying, had we been in a Re'iyah period, we would have passed in the Kedusha Achas. Okay. But no, let's not go so far as Cheshbon. Let's just get back to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai.
In the Rambam,
yeah.
Is that in the time where they actually meet us where they were, when you had the, sometimes it was a suffering, sometimes it was 2 days in Dimhada?
Right. It sounds like the Rambam is saying in Pirshei Mishnayos that any time when they did Kiddush HaKodesh al Pi Re'iyah, there was still enough of a suffix involved, that because some years there would only be 1 day. Other years there would be 2 days. Even in the years that there are 2 days, as we just explained, sometimes it might be Bidin Vaday, sometimes it might be Bidin Safek. So it sounds like Ram says, in those periods, you would always say Shtei Kedushos. But once we're in the Cheshbon period, where we know we're just always automatically going to do 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and nonetheless we do it, that already turned it into Yom HaRichta. That seems to be what the Rambam is saying. The Gemara says in Beit, the 2 Gemaras in Beit, so let me, and then we'll... Shnei Yom Tovim Shorot Golios, Rav Amar Nolda Bazeh Mekaris Bazeh, Rav Asi Amar Nolda Bazeh Asura Bazeh. The Gemara says, Lema Kasava Rav Asi Kedusha Achasi, or Rav Asi Mavdil Miyom Atava Lechavre, a regular 2 days of Yom Tov. 1 or 2 Kedushas. So the Gemara says, Rav Asi made Havdalah from 1 day to the other. Obviously, he felt it was a Safek. So the Gemara says, Rav Asi Suke Mesafke, Vavid Hakha Lechomer, Vahakha Lechomer. Amar Rav Zera Kavasid Rav Asi Mesabra, So even the Yadina Bekriya the Yarcha, the Kavdinan Treyomi. After all, we know in our time, we have a Cheshbon, we know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is, and yet we continue to observe as a Din Vaday 2 days of Yom Tov. So that's why it makes a lot of sense that on one side at least, you should be making a Machmir and treat it as if it's Kedushachas. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Kavasi, the Sabra, this is based on Yizar, Brinigav, Osechem, etc. Then the Gemara says, what about Rosh Hashanah? Itmar, Sheyam, Tom, Shem, Rosh Hashanah, Rav Shmuel, Amr, Shavai, Noda, Bazet, Sura, Bazet. Rav and Shmuel both agreed that it's Kedusha Achas. Why? Because Barishonim, Mekabinetis, Lakodesh, Kalayom, Pamachas, Mishtau, Edim, Lavo, Niskalku, Alavim, Vashir, and Shaloyu, Mekabin, Mishtau, Edim, Mincha, Imbo, Edim, Mincha, Lamal, Noga, Mosem, Kodesh, Lamacha, Kodesh. Fine. So the Gemara says, fine, that's good in the time of the Mishnah, but Amar Rava mitachanah Shabbos Yochanan ben Zakkai v'Eilach Beitzah Muteres, Once you go to, once Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that we're Makabel, the Edim, whenever they come, after the Korban, when they were still doing Kiddush HaKodesh Al Pi Re'iyah, so now we go back to the idea of Shtei Kiddushos, Safek, it's no longer Din Vada. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara says, how could that be? It's not the Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Shikin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shem Makabel Nizah Chodesh Kol Hayom. Amalei Abaya, Barab Shmuel Damar Chavayu Beis HaSura, but Rav Shmuel said it's not so, that we are machmir, we treat it as if it's one 48-hour period of Kedusha. Gemara says, Amalei Amino Lachana, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Vahat Amar Suyo, Rav Shmuel, well, Rav Shmuel, Kasher Masisim, so the Gemara says, Lo Kasher, Holon V'holohu. This is a very big debate. Gemara says, maybe there's a difference between Bnei Eretz Yisrael and Bnei Bada. Maybe Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they go back to Kedusha, Shtei Kedushas, at best the Safek. But in Chutz La'aretz, nothing changed because there is a Korban, there's no Korban. Either way, Chutz La'aretz never hears. But once they established the idea of Kedusha Achas in Chutz La'aretz, that was never changed. The conditions in Eretz Yisrael didn't affect Chutz La'aretz, and therefore they never uprooted the Takam. That's one view. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Afni Takanus Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Ve'elech Beit HaAsura, Mai Tama Hava Davar Shabiru Yechol Davar Shemin and Tzarech Min Nacher LaHatira. Okay. So then the Gemara says, this is all very well and good. These are the different perspectives. So then the Gemara says, in the end, Amar Abaya. Atu Beitza Mihava Beitza Be'edus Talya Milsa. In other words, it's not like they made a separate takana of things that are asar and Rosh Hashanah that are separate from how we look at the day of Rosh Hashanah itself. You can't say that, you know, they said Beitza Shinolda Bazu, Asura Bazu, and they never went back on that takana. That takana was always linked to the actual status of Rosh Hashanah. So if you now believe the Zman HaZeh, where there's no longer a Beis HaMikdash, that we go back to the idea of two different Kedushos, so then you should say Beitza is Muteras. Then the Gemara goes back and forth. Finally, the Gemara says, on Hamad Beis, Rav Amar, Af Mitakonis Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai Ve'elach Beis HaAsura. Mila Bodo Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai Shembo Edim Ben HaMincha Lamala Shinogin Osir Kodesh Lamachar Kodesh. Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai didn't deny, even though it sounds like the Mishnah that he did, the Takana of 2 days. Because the same problem exists. If the Edim was shot too late, you know, wouldn't that still be a problem? So Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai also believes in 2 days. And therefore, Beis Shalom Bazeh, Vasura Bazeh. So what's the difference say? But the Mishnah says, Mi Shas, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Ela, after the Korban, they would accept the Edim. The Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they'd accept the Edim to the end of the day. So what do you think of the Gemara saying that Rava says, Af Mi Takonis Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Elach Beis Asura, Milo Moda? The Mishnah says, he's not Moda. Oh. So Rashi here explains as follows. Rashi says, the difference between Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and pre-Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is in one crucial issue. You have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The question is, which is the real Rosh Hashanah? The real Rosh Hashanah is the first day or the second day? Before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they said we're not going to be Mekabel Eidus HaKodesh, but it should be Noegos HaYom Kodesh, Ulamachar Kodesh. Which is the real Rosh Hashanah? The second day. The first day is the Niyum. What Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said was, "Vishachari Beis Hamikdash, you should be the Kabbalah Chodesh Kol Hayom, Edus Hachodesh Kol Hayom, and you will pronounce that day as the real Rosh Hashanah. However, you should still observe a second day Rosh Hashanah. But what's the real day when you count Yom Kippur and Sukkot? The Doraisa day is the first day. That's Rava's Chiddush, and that's accepted by most Rishonim. That's the reading accepted by most Rishonim in the Gemara." We have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, post Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The real day, though, is the first day. Now, all the questions that we raised before, is this only Zulzule or is it real, the Drabanan? And is it is there only the model of Vadai or Safek? Can now be raised anew in light of Rashi's reading of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Does it matter that we've shifted the real day from the first to the second, conceptually, qualitatively? They make no difference. Day one is Ikar, day two is Ikar. The main thing is, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Dizmanenu, we still accept 2 days. Or, in the shift from days, from the first day being Ikar, Does that change the equation and how we look at this whole problem of 2 days Rosh Hashanah? And here, one could go in either direction. On the one hand, you might say, the whole rationale of the Levush and the Ritzvah, to look at this as two real days, which was, there's the actual day of Rosh Hashanah, and there's the astronomical day of Rosh Hashanah, the day that, of Rosh Hashanah that should have been. Well, that's now gone. Right? Because for Yochanan ben Zakkai, it's always the first, the astronomical day is the Beis Din day. In a sense, the second day loses some of its luster. Because it isn't anything at all. That's one way to look at it. On the other hand, when you looked at it, the Ritzvah and the Levush way, there was a problem. A 48-hour period of Kedusha, right? Yom HaRichta. But a 48-hour period where the real force is in the second day? It's easier to say a 48-hour day where it's initiated by real Kedusha, by the Daraisa. So the point I'm trying to make is that post Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when they shifted structurally this takana a little bit, you can still look at it from two different perspectives. You could say three things. You could say it's better, you could say it's worse, you could say it's the same. The Levush says, the Levush is, of course, very acutely sensitive to this problem because he's the one who said this astronomical Rosh Hashanah. And he said, it doesn't matter. Once they switch it with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, ha-takana lo ne'akra mimakoma. We still treat it exactly the same, because he understood that his position was most vulnerable in terms of justifying 2 days in the same way post Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Oh. So this is an issue that comes up, you'll see in a minute, it's going to finish up, with two very, very critical categories. One other point before we get to that. Either way, the Gemara says on Valmud Aleph and Beitza, that when it comes to Kvura Saneis, Rosh Hashanah is like any other Yom Tzeni Shogolios. Amar Rava, Neis Biyom Tzvrishon Yisaska Ba Amamim, Neis Biyom Tzeni Yisaska Ba Yisrael. Ba'afilu B'shnei Yom Tovim Shor Rosh Hashanah, Mash'en Ke B'Beitz. As much as Beitza, Shenolda Bazu, Asura Bazu, and Erevin, and everything else that goes with it, all the differences between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Tzeni Shogolios, in one respect at least, they are the same. And that is the question of Kvura Sameis and Yom Tzeni Kechol Shavu Rabbanan. Okay. So I'd like to address in the final couple of minutes is the following two very, very important issues related to what we're talking about. This idea of everybody admits we do 2 days of Rosh Hashanah Bizmanei. But what we've been discussing through the different phases, Bizmana Mishnah, Bizmana Yochanan Ben Zakkai, post Cheshbon, how really do we look at these 2 days? Do we look at them, we pass in Kedusha Achas, but do we say the Kedusha Achas also is a kind of a suffix, don't really take it literally as Yom HaRichta, or Midrabanan, do we really consider this to be a single period of Kedusha, and each day an integral day of Rosh Hashanah? So this is an issue that affects a number of questions. Number one, famous one. The Rambam and the Ravid debate about the following case. They both agree that when it comes to setting up an Eruv Tchumin, right, when it comes to Shabbos and Yontif, or Yontif Rishon and Yontif Sheni, you can set up two. Right? Shtei Kedushas. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, one. However, they argue about the second case. What happens if the Eruv Tchumin was destroyed before the Ben Hashmashos of day number two? So the Rambam says, well, Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas. And since it's Yom HaRichta, Kedusha Achas, Rambam has a very strong view of Rosh Hashanah Yom HaRichta. Therefore, if the Eruv existed on Dena Shmashos of day one, but was destroyed before day two, it doesn't matter. Because in the beginning of this integrated 48-hour period, you can only have one Eruv, and for that same reason, you only need that Eruv to exist, be Dena Shmashos of Yom Rishon. The Ravid disagrees. This is in Parakes, Hilchos Erevin, Halacha Heimkes. The Ravid says, it's true that we say Kedusha Achas, but that's only Lechumra, not Lekula. To say that you can't have two Eruvei Tchumin because it's one period, that's a Chumra. To say that if the Eruv is destroyed, that it doesn't make a difference, you can rely on day one because it's one period, that's a Kula. The Ravid says, that you can't do. Now, according to the Ravid, Just because we paskin kedusha achas doesn't mean we've eliminated the din safek. The Ravid is telling us there are two dinim of Rosh Hashanah. It's Yontif Sheni Shel Galios. Either day could be the only day. Maybe even in the Mokam Avad there were 2 days misafek, if you hold the view that lo ba'u achar mincha, right, is not nogu also yom kodesh ul mokar kodesh. That was din safek. So basically, even in the two-day model, like we said before, right, for the ritzvah, for the lavush, you could have safek. So the Ravid's view is Rosh Hashanah is both safek and vaday, and you have to be machmir for both. Whereas the Rambam holds kedusha achas, especially post cheshbon, yom arichta, kula lulachomra. That's all there is. That's one issue. This issue may also affect an issue discussed in Shulchan Aruch. Can you be mechin the Yom Rishon the Yom Sheni? You can't do that in Yontif Sheni, obviously. You can't do it in Yontif Sheni for 2 reasons. Number one, the real day is the first day. The second day is only Drabanan. Number two, even if you were to look at it from a pure Drabanan point of view, it's Kedusha Achas, Shtei Kedushos, meaning each day doesn't recognize the other. It's not a 48-hour period, and therefore you can do a no hachana from one day to the next. What about Rosh Hashanah? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Taf Kuf Gimel Sif Aleph that you cannot be Nechin from one day of Rosh Hashanah to the next. So the Magen Avraham asks, both there and in Taf Tez Zayin Aleph, both cases, he says, well, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Rambam, that when it comes to the Erev Tchumin, if it's eaten after the first day, you can still use it. So apparently we paskin Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra, Kedusha Achas. We take it really seriously. Not like the Rambam. So if that's the case, why can't you be Nechen from one day to the other? So the Magen Avraham says there really are two different dinim here. One is the question of Kedusha Achas Shtei Kedushas. And there we're going to be equal opportunity, Mekel and Machmir. However, there's another issue. And that is, since the time of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when they switched the days, which is the Ikar day? Which is the Daraisa day? The first day. So even if it's true that on a Drabana level, it's Kedusha Achas, but the fact is that Rosh Hashanah is still the first day on a Daraisa level. Therefore, you cannot be Mechin Le'echad Lasheni. Other posts may not like that, especially if the whole Yisrael of Hakana is only in Drabanan, so maybe you can't make that distinction between Daraisa and Drabanan. That would be a fascinating issue. This, of course, also affects the famous question of Shechiyana. Everybody knows that on Rosh Hashanah we have this issue of Shechiyana. Do you say Shechiyana on the second day or not? And a regular Yontif Sheni Shel Galios, every posek except maybe one, thinks one day in Shibalei Alechet that you always make a Shechiyanu, because it's a Safek. The first day, Kedusha Achas, Shei Kedushos rather, therefore the first Shechiyanu didn't help you. You always make a Shechiyanu on the second day. What about Rosh Hashanah? So the famous Tshuvas Rashi that Gaos Lamunios also quotes it. There are two Tshuvas actually of Rashi. Rashi discusses this question. I'm not going to read it because it's too late already. Part of the discussion is, there are really two elements of the discussion. One is, again, if you hold Kedusha Achas, Yom HaRichta, you shouldn't say Shechayanu on the second day. But if you think that the Kedusha Achas is only a Chumrah like the Ravid, but it's a Safek on the Chumrah side too, so then maybe you should make a Shechayanu. That's one argument. However, Rashi says you make a Shechayanu on the second day. And the reason that you should, he says, is because, well, in the time of the Mishnah, the second day was the real Rosh Hashanah Daraisa. And since that's the case, you have to make the Shechayanu on the second day. You're not Yotzei from the first day. The Takana, which is the basis of Kedusha Achas, is based on the idea that we're Mona, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot from the second day. That's Rashi's argument to explain why you make a Shechayanu on the second day. So the Rav Yah and the Kolbom, many of the Rishonim ask against Rashi, they say, that doesn't make any sense. You, Rashi, are the one who explained the Pshat and the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, you accept the Kiddush HaChodesh all day long, that we switch the days. This Manedo, it's not true that we count from the second day, we count from the first day. And since we count from the first day, post Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, how can you explain that you say Shechayanu on the second day because of pre-Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? We're not living in pre-Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And they really don't know what to do with Rashi. What does Rashi have in mind? Let me highlight it in a slightly different way. The Rivash, the Tshuva of Rivash, also wants to justify Shechayanu on the second day. So he says, I can prove to you that you have to say Shechayanu on the second day. You know why? Because the Gemara said in Beitza that when it comes to the second day of Rosh Hashanah, even the second day of Rosh Hashanah, when it comes to Kiburas Yisrael, Kechol Shavu Rabbanan. And therefore you see that the second day and the first day are different. The second day isn't Kedusha Achas. If it was really Kedusha Achas, you wouldn't be able to do that. And therefore, we see from here that you should make a Shechiyah. So some Achronim ask, that doesn't make any sense. It's exactly the opposite. What you see from Kechol Shavu Rabbanon is that we're Mekel on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Not that we're Machmir. We treat it as a Yom Chol. You're telling me that you should make a Shechiyah on the second day of Rosh Hashanah because we treat it as Chol Inyan Kavura? You say Shechiyah on a Yom Chol? In addition to the other question that they ask, which is, the whole Gemara of Kechol Shavu Rabbanon on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, that's a kind of a Hutra. That doesn't reflect anything on the observance of Rosh Hashanah. It's only when we don't observe the second day that we say Kechol Shavu Rabbanon. And that's a topic in its own right. We're not going to get bogged down with that right now. What's going on with this Rivash and with this Rashi? So I think that the answer is as follows. I think both the Rashi and the Rivash understood these problems. Rashi understood that post Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the first day is the real day, not the second. What is he invoking this pre-Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? And why is the Rivash invoking Kechol Shavu Rabbanon? I think what they want to say is as follows. There's another perspective here. Even if we say Rosh Hashanah Yom Kedusha Achasein, does that really mean Yom Arichta? The Rambam equates these two ideas in Perush Mishnayos. Kedusha Achas means Yom Arichta, an integrated, seamless period of 24 hours of Kedusha. But, take the model of Shabbos and Yom Tov. There's a debate about Shabbos and Yom Tov, whether it's Kedusha Achas or Shnei Kedusha, as we mentioned, with the same Nafkamina, Beit HaShenolda, Tevel, Eruv Tchumin, right? Is anybody going to say it's a 48-hour integrated period of Shabbos Yom Tov? What, do you do the Yom Tov parts on Shabbos and the Shabbos parts on Yom Tov? The different miros. Everybody will agree. They're continuous days. Meaning, it's possible to say Kedusha Achas and still to differentiate and 2 days. There can be different models of Kedusha Achas. There could be 2 days or a second day. Meaning, there is a tziru for a connection between the days. But does that mean that there's no independence at all? Just like Shabbos and Yom Tov can be Kedusha Achas, but no one ever said that they are Yom Arichta. The Tzmindeim, the Tshuva, the Tzmindeim, one of the Chachmei Provence, says that when it comes to Eruv Tchumin, for example, let's say somebody violates the Tchum and they bring something on Yom Tov. So normally, you have to wait to use it till the end of the day. It's a knatz. Not allowed to use that object till the end of the day. He says, but even if you hold, this is Chiddush, even if you hold your Hashanah's Yom Arichta, you only have to wait to the end of the first day. You don't have to wait to the second day. Because just because there's no break and there is a relationship between the 2 days doesn't mean that they're one day. Or as Agavus Maimonides puts it, everybody agrees you blow shofar twice in Rosh Hashanah. No one says, oh, you blew it already in the beginning of the 48-hour period of chakras. It's just a continuous day. Do you have to blow shofar twice? And there's another answer to that question. As you blow chakras, every yom of Rosh Hashanah gets shot. It's not, even if it's a 48-hour day, but it's a 48-hour day with a new sunset. Fine. But the point of the Tzmindeim is, again, you could say Kiddush Achas and still believe that there are 2 days. They're just not days that discount or disregard each other. They recognize each other. So I think what Rashi and Yerush were trying to say was exactly that. You know, Hanami, we Taskin, Bein Lepula, Bein Lechumra, Kedusha Achas. And you could maybe even agree with the Rambam that if the Erev was Nechal, that you could still use it after the first Bein HaShemashos, even though it wasn't the second Bein HaShemashos. However, there still are certain dinim in which there's a first day and a second day. And what Rashi was trying to say was, listen, in the original Takana, no one was going to say it's a seamless period of 48 hours. We only start counting Yom Kippur. You only count Yom Kippur from the middle of the day. You only count it from the second day, the middle of the 48-hour day. What does that prove? That even in the original Takana, just because it's one Kiddusha doesn't mean it's a seamless 48-hour period. And even though we now hold that the first day is the real day, but the principle that you can have Kiddusha Akas and yet you can still have distinctive days, that's the principle. And that's what the Rivash was trying to say. The fact that Kichol Shavu Rabbah, I know that's a Kula. But what it shows at least is that Midrabanan, Rosh Hashanah is 2 days, not 1 day. Otherwise you can't say, oh, it's hour 24 of the 48-hour day, now Kichol Shavu Rabbah. So you could argue with those arguments. But that's the argument. If this is the case, so now it's one other point. This we conclude. And that is as follows. There, if you look at the evidence, it's too late to go into the details, but what is it related? This question of Shechianu comes up twice. One in Shofar and one in Kiddush, Shechianu. And the Pashtos, for most Rishonim, most Poskim, is the same. Whatever you say, Yom HaRichta Lekul, Lechumra, Yom HaRichta seamless, not seamless, Shofar is about once during the holiday, or every Shacharis of the holiday, or every new day of the holiday, Pashtos. But if you look at the Hagos Mamunios, Maram Rutenberg, and Shulchan Aruch, you get opposite impressions. In one case, you get the impression that even though you won't make a Shechianu for Kiddush, you'll make it for Shofar. And in the other, you get the opposite. You won't make it for Shofar, but you'll make it for Kiddush. So Mibadashach, which is it? Is it a 48-hour period? Or is it two 24-hour periods? How can you split between the Shechianu of the Shofar and the Shechianu of the Kiddush? So to explain that, just for 1 minute, let me just mention Tosfos and Sukkah. Tosfos and Sukkah discusses the problem of Mevarchen al HaMinhag. Generally we say, like, Kibud HaRava in Mevarchen al HaMinhag. However, there are certain Minhagim it appears that we make a bracha, like Yom Tesheini Shogalios. So what's going on? So Tosfos says, well, Yom Tesheini Shogalios, Tosfos and Sukkah says, there really aren't any brachos anyway. It's the same Kiddush. And therefore, even though it's a Minhag, and in Mevarchen al HaMinhag, it's really not such a problem. So then Tosfos says, however, you're going to ask me about Tkiya Shofar. Tkiya Shofar, because Yom HaRichta, that's not a Minhag. That's a Takan. That's Tosfos and Sukkah. So Gilyon HaShas points you to the Ran, who asks two questions. Number one, what's this? The difference between Yom Tesheni Shogolios and Rosh Hashanah is just in the details. Yom HaRichta, Kedusha Achas or Shnei Kedushos? But who said one is a Minhag and the other is a Takana? Just because it works differently means the source of authority is different. So that's a huge argument in the Rishon. What about, I'm running out of time, so Mila Shelo Bismana and Dine Avelos. Are there other qualitative differences, aside from Kedusha Achas and Shnei Kedushos, between the second day of Rosh Hashanah, connected with the fact that it's Kedusha Achas, and Yom Tesheni Shogolios? For example, we always begin the first day of Avelis on the last day, on Yom Tesheni, the last day, in the Minyan, possibly in some Nihugim, as I say, Mila Shalom, Bizmana, but debate between the Rambam and the Rosh about Yom Tesheni Shogalios. The Rambam says, even though Yom Tesheni Shogalios, yes, second day of Rosh Hashanah, no. And with regard to several other issues as well. That's one issue. The second issue is, the Rambam says, what do you mean? Only Tkiyas Shofar of Rosh Hashanah? What happened to Al-Achilas Matzah and Al-Achilas Marah on the night of the Seder? Second day. Well, what is Tosfos talking about? That the only time we make a real bracha is on Rosh Hashanah. What's going on? I think the answer is as follows. Maybe Rosh Hashanah has really two different elements of Kedusha. Unique among the festivals, Rosh Hashanah is designated differently in its two parshios. In Emor, Rosh Hashanah is Zichron Trua. In Pinchas, it's Yom Trua Yelachem. Without going into the details of that distinction, it's very possible that Zichron Trua relates to the general Kedusha Sayom, separate from the actual Tkiya Shofar, again for Chazal, for Yushalmi at least in one day, and Havamin in the Bavli, Zichron Trua refers to the Rosh Hashanah Shecholios B'Shabbos, where you don't even blow shofar. Or, according to Rashi, it refers to the Tfilos, Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. It doesn't refer to actual shofar itself. It seems like there are two elements of Rosh Hashanah. There's Rosh Hashanah, and there's Yom HaZikaron. And maybe the idea is, what Tosfos means to say is, when it comes to matzah and maror, the reason we make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni is once you've made Kiddush, so then, mimela, you have to make al achilas matzah and maror. Because what you're saying is, midrabanan, this is a second day, or this is a candidate for being Chagah Matzah. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, just the fact that you made Kiddush, it's Yom Zichron Trua, doesn't necessarily mean it's Yom Trua Yehalachem. In Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar has its own Kiddushas Hayom. Yom Trua Yehalachem and Zichron Trua. There was a view in the Gaonim that was, we don't do this, but that when it comes to Lulav, you make a Shechayanu on the first day. I'm sorry, when it comes to Lulav, you don't make a Shechayanu on the first day. When it comes to Shofar, you do. We have the tzach that you make a Shechayanu for both Lulav and Shofar. Why this distinction? So some of the Gaonim explained, technical way, they thought the Shechayanu of the Zman, of the Yom of Rosh Hashanah was only Drabanan. That's why the Gemara wasn't sure about it in Erevin, whether they make Zman or Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Since only Drabanan, so maybe it isn't Motzi, the Chova of Shofar, so you have to make a separate Shechayanu on the Shofar. However, I always thought, in light of all this, that maybe there's another reason for this view of the Gaonim, and that is, Lulav, it's Mitziki Laila Miyoma, meaning there's a bit of a half-sake from the time you make the Shechayanu on Yom Kippur. Put that aside, Lulav is part of the Kedusha Sayom. It just flows from the Kedusha Sayom of Sukkot. One could argue that point too, but let's say for the moment. However, when it comes to Shofar, where you have two different parshios, Zichron Trua and Yom Trua, Yelachem, it's conceivable to have a Rosh Hashanah which is only Zichron Trua, and maybe only Yom Trua. So here you need a separate Shechayanu. We split the Kedusha Sayom from the Ma'isa HaMitzvah. And if that's the case, then maybe we can understand that when it comes to the question of Kedusha Achas and Shnei Kedushas, I can't explain the details now, when it comes to the question of a seamless Yom HaRichta, one could have been mechalek between these two elements of Rosh Hashanah, the Zichron Trua and the Yom Trua. And therefore, one could have been mechalek on the Shechayanu of Kiddush and the Shechayanu of Shofar. At the end of the day, what's important is that both of these elements apply to Rosh Hashanah. And what's unique about Rosh Hashanah, maybe, is precisely, and that's what the Gemara says, you know, Hamlichuni Alechem, you know, Kadesh Tavodis Zichronotechem Lifanai, Ubameh the Shofar. It's the ability to take the concept of Tefillah and Tshuva and to integrate that and to establish that the best mechanism to convey our hopes and our aspirations to the future is through the medium of the Ma'isa Mitzvah, which reflects Gilui Ashkina, Maimon Har Sinai, the giving of mitzvot, through the shofar itself. Thank you, and I wish you all a good day. Okay. Sorry, it went a little longer, but...
What?
I know.
I know. Thank you very much.
I was in an attic.
Well, as far as I know. Okay. No, one actually finished part of that, and the other is the medical. So, that's what I
need.
Thank you very much.
I don't think
Whoever was sitting around me on Shabbos, I just, you know, asked you one. Mm. It just comes up, you know.
You got to check the picture, man. It was real fast.
Oh, I have to. That's serious.